As mentioned, joining us here in the studios, a couple of state representatives joining us. Peter Battaglia, how are you this morning,
Very
Peter?
Very good, Kevin, and I still want to talk to your weatherman. I'm not quite pleased at what he's doing.
He's in hiding. That's where he is. He's in hiding right now. And Jim Stavas, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing fine, thank you. This is our first time, first chance to talk.
It's the first time. I'm very excited about it. It's a great area. It's a great community, and we're out here making sure we get to know the residents and the area, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, well, let's start off with, speaking of exciting, you've got a big announcement. I know we had the news story earlier this week that you are seeking another office, aren't you?
I am. I am currently the state representative for the Midland Bay area, yeah. And Senator Molinar has now chosen to run for Congressman Camp's spot in the 4th district. And so that opens the state 36th Senate seat up, and I am full steam ahead to make sure I'm the next senator for the 36th district. The northern area is one of the greatest areas of Michigan, in my opinion. And Peter makes sure that I know that every day when we're in Lansing.
He makes sure everybody knows that every day.
He does. But you know, we've always had the opportunity to be up here in Tawas, whether we were camping at the state park or we were out in on the lake surf fishing or so many other activities, even back when we did the smelt dipping. And so this is an area I've been in and have truly enjoyed most of my life. And I'm excited that I may have the opportunity to be the next state senator for it.
Now, how long have you been serving as state representative?
I'm in my 6th year.
Okay.
And so I'm termed out at that, and I was just getting used to the question, what are you going to do next? And Congressman Camp sort of changed everything.
The domino effect took place there, didn't it?
It did.
That's for sure. All right. Well, you guys are on the road this morning. We're glad you can make it in here. But now after you're done here, you're going over to St. Joseph's?
Yes, we're off to St. Joseph Hospital. And Jim has done a great job so far of wanting to know all of the ins and outs of the 106th District. And St. Joe is a very important hospital in our district. So we're going to get Jim in there, take a look around. And I got to tell you, Kevin, very excited about serving with Jim. Jim will do a great job for us. He's helped me every part of my issues on the hunting and fishing, agricultural issues up here, and the Clud Air issues. So I'm going to be very excited to serve with Jim as a senator here. So I'm looking forward to that. And our times today at St. Joseph are going to be very important. You know, St. Joseph, like a lot of our northern Michigan hospitals, are challenged with a lot of different concepts, aspects of what it takes to run a rural hospital. And I was speaking with Carmen at Alpena Hospital, and we know that all of our little local hospitals have to serve all of the community, where a lot of the bigger city hospitals can specialize in one thing or another. Mm-hmm. It's very important that we stick with our local hospitals here and support them as best we can.
You bet. Well, while we got you guys here, we'll talk about a couple of issues that are, I know, are hot-button topics especially. I know we have the story this morning, once again, on the road funding issue. That seems to be something that's brought up just about, well, almost every day down there in Lansing.
It really has been. And, you know, our roads in northern Michigan, I'd like to say, are in very good shape. But under Representative Stamas' leadership, we have been doing a very good job of putting together a package. We've heard from our citizens that they're willing to do something for our roads, but they don't want to pay for them. So we're working a process to where we're going to do it with efficiencies and within.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, last year we took and added $300 million more to the roads, but that was one-time funding that we had had. This time the House, Peter's been a strong supporter of that, but getting money to the roads, it is a sustainable amount of money going to it. And so we're looking at setting a sustainable amount of at least $450 million additional dollars going to the roads. That's not just a one-time where you're looking at different projects, but a continuous that, you know, the governor's put out there, he's looking for $1.2 billion, but we need to find we want to make sure we found the efficiencies. Peter's been a strong advocate of that, and then as we have the revenues, as the economy continues to grow, as it continues to get better, and the more jobs, the more revenue we'll be able to put directly towards the roads. And so we want to make sure that we're continuing to be fiscally sound with the state dollars, at the same time get as much money out to our schools and our roads as possible.
It all does really tie in together, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, as the economy improves, Kevin, everything else improves. Yeah. The percentage of taxes coming in are the same not raising taxes, but when more people are employed, more dollars come back in the state, more people purchase things, more sales tax revenues come in. And when we were looking at road funding and the reasons that we need to get more sustainable dollars to the roads, because road commissions, they can't project projects 2 and 3 and 4 years out with just one times monies. And we heard from our citizens, they're not willing to pay extra gas tax, so we're doing it within. And today as I drove down from Alpena, I saw Alpena was at $3.88. You're at about $3.84. Yeah. You know, those gas prices, when they approach $4 a gallon, it's hard on our citizens.
Right, that's for sure. Well, we'll keep updated on that. But one of the other things, I know I just, you know, went into effect, about a month and a half ago or so, and that was the new fee restructuring for hunting and fishing, right?
Absolutely. And we went from approximately 253 different licenses here in Michigan down to 43. Yeah. And we believe consolidating those and working with all the user groups, they're all very excited about this. There's now, if you're going to be doing any hunting, you have to buy a base license for $11. $10 is for the base license, which gets you your small game license. $1 is set aside in an enterprise fund to protect and promote our sport, which we've never been able to do before.
Yeah.
So those of us that fish in Northern Michigan actually are getting it cheaper. You're buying an all-species license for a lot less dollars than buying two of the different licenses. But the base license is $10, and then you work your way into the other licenses. It's good for us, Kevin. It really is.
It is. You know, and I know when you look at the states surrounding us, we are still a good bargain when it comes to licenses.
Absolutely right. And we worked, and Representative Stein Thomas was right along with us there. He sits on appropriations and DNR appropriations. So Jim was a great advocate to help us get the new Chinook, which is fully funded this year, the research vessel out of Alpena, which obviously travels down here, a very important vessel. And that all comes from that fee restructuring.
That's right. And a lot of that money will go back into conservation programs and that too, right?
Absolutely. And with the conservation programs, we want to make sure that we continue to make sure all of these activities are available for not only us as we continue to get older, but our kids. And yeah. So, but with the economy recovering, you know, probably one of the key things that I got into to serving the state with is I had two young kids at the point, and now I have one son that's finally graduated from college who is actually staying here in Michigan. I'm just extremely excited about that.
That's
and
terrific,
I have
yeah.
a daughter in community college who's not, you know, she's looking to find that job here in Michigan and not looking outside the state. So I'm excited to know that my family and I'm praying, and I know that the reports that we've been seeing, the families are coming back to Michigan, and that's extremely exciting as the economy continues to get better. Hopefully all of our kids will be here and we can enjoy the life that the Northern Michigan provides.
Indeed.
And Kevin, oftentimes we talk about the economy on our Friday show, and
yeah.
you know, Michigan has now even got a lower unemployment rate. We're down to about 7.3. Now, granted, a lot of your listening area is still a little bit higher. Alpena's
right.
at 10%. A lot of the other areas, somewhere 15, 16%. Dealing with EDC and Alpena, it's pretty interesting. We had a meeting the other day. They're at 10%. The statewide average right now is about 7.3. That's only 300 jobs more in Alpena County, brings them down to the state level.
Is that right?
Just 300 jobs. That's how close our job market is here to get us down to a statewide average when it comes to unemployment. And our unemployment rates in our employment up in Northern Michigan is always based on what is happening in Southern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Michigan's improving. As Representative Stamos and I drive around, oftentimes we see in front of manufacturers now jobs available,
right.
Applications being taken. So it's a good feeling.
It is. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm changing a little bit of the subject, but Representative Petalia has been one of those advocates in Lansing that when he stands up in the caucus room and he speaks about one of the subjects, especially when as passionate as he is about the Northern Michigan, he's truly been part of the Lansing area that's, you know, stands up and makes good common sense. It's not looking at the issue from a political. He continues to bring back and say, this has got to be common sense. This has got to be something that is working. And it's been a great opportunity over the last 4 years to work with Representative Petalia.
That's Jim's way of saying I'm a pain sometimes.
Yeah, but common sense is what especially this area looks for. The blue collar worker in Northeast Michigan wants to hear things and want to know, right to the base. Don't give me a lot of political language. Cut to the chase. Tell me what's going on.
Go through the smoke screen and get things done. And, we have been. And Representative Thomas has been there all along the way. So,
just growing up in the region and being a small business owner on downtown Main Street, we've had a family business for over 50 years, making pizzas, serving the customers. It's what it's about, serving the people.
That's right. Well, I know you guys got more serving of the people to do. You got quite a tour to go on, and I know your plate's going to be very busy, Jim, along the way here. You got a new office to run for, so I'm sure we'll be talking to you more in the future, too.
I look forward to it, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, and if they want more information, how do they reach you guys?
Well, it's easy to find me, 517-373-0833.
Okay.
And I am still working on that phone number. Okay. So.
Don't worry about it. They can Google you. I think that's the best way.
Absolutely.
They can. And we'll have you back in. And I know, Peter, we'll be talking to you again in the near
future.
Very
good. So. And I'll be talking to your weatherman on the way out the door.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you can find him, like I said, he's hiding somewhere. State Representatives Jim Stomas and Peter Battaglia, thank you, gentlemen, and have a great day today.
Thank you.